Chris Morning Update, Wednesday, April the 12th.
今天的早报呢，我们聚焦4月11日，美联航航班因超额订票而将一名不愿下飞机的华裔乘客强行拖走的视频。该视频呢，引发了网友的广泛关注。虽然联合航空事后发表声明确认该事件，并表示歉意，涉事的一名警务人员呢已经被停职，但是美联航首席执行官 Oscar Muniz 在写给员工的内部邮件中表示支持一线员工的做法。今天我们将原文朗诵该内部邮件以及 Oscar Muniz 在 Twitter 上的回应。在此我们可以借用《三国演义》中诸葛亮的一句历史名言，我从未见过有如此厚颜无耻之人。
Dear team, like you, I was upset to see and hear about what happened last night aboard United Express flight 3411 headed from Chicago to Louisville. While the facts and circumstances are still evolving, especially with respect to why this customer defied Chicago aviation security officers the way he did. To give you a clearer picture of what had transpired, I've included below a recap from the preliminary report filed by our employees. As you will read, this situation was unfortunately compounded when one of the passengers we politely asked to deplane refused.And it became necessary to contact Chicago aviation security officers to help. Our employees followed established procedures for dealing with situations like this. While I deeply regret this situation arose, I also emphatically stand behind all of you, and I want you to commend you for continuing to go above and beyond to ensure we fly right.I do, however, believe there are lessons we can learn from this experience, and we are taking a close look at the circumstances surrounding this incident. Treating our customers and each other with respect and dignity is at the core of who we are, and we must always remember this, no matter how challenging the situation.
And that was the internal email from the United Airlines.Coming up next will be the Twitter response from the CEO Oscar Muniz, which reads,
This is an upsetting event to all of us here at United. I apologize for having to re-accommodate these customers. Our team is moving with a sense of urgency to work with the authorities and conduct our own detailed review of what happened.We are also reaching out to this passenger to talk directly to him and to further address and resolve this situation. Oscar Muniz, CEO, United Airlines.
And here comes a comment from Market Watch on the CEO Oscar Muniz's responses to the Monday morning's event. United Airlines CEO Oscar Muniz woke up Monday morning to a massive leadership test, and he flunked big time.Muniz had to respond to the shocking video footage of a passenger being violently ejected from one of his flights Sunday night. The video, shot by two passengers on their cell phones and shared on Twitter, went viral. The passenger was thrown off the plane simply because United had overbooked. Muniz's public response was a piece of pusillanimous lawyer-crafted claptrap that was pitiful, inadequate, and insulting.He says this incident was upsetting to all of us here at United, he said. He apologized for having to reaccommodate these customers. His team was conducting a detailed review to further address and resolve this situation. Are you kidding me? Nobody cares if this was upsetting to the people at United. How about the upset to the paying customer?Apparently a middle-aged doctor who was dragged from your plane like this. Nobody buys your insulting euphemism re-accommodate. You were throwing this guy off the plane, not for anything he did, but because you had deliberately sold more tickets than you had seats to make some extra bucks. So when Max Bailey stock pushes the trick that the producers, he gets thrown in jail. And nobody wants to hear that you're shunting this off to your team. They are not the ones getting paid millions a year. Here's what Munoz should have said instead on Monday morning. I have just seen a video from Flight 3411 and like all of you, I am shocked. I have immediately cleared my calendar of all other commitments and I am going to our company's facilities at O'Hare to conduct a personal inquiry. All personnel involved in this incident will be reporting to me in person immediately. I am going to find out how this happened, who did what, and why. And notice that passengers' violent removal was conducted by law enforcement personnel, not by United staff. And I am going to demand a full examination from the relevant authorities as well. Meanwhile, I apologize personally to the passenger, to all others on the flight, to our customers, and to the American public. I expect to issue a further report within 72 hours. If Munoz's lawyers think that statement opens them up to legal liabilities, I have some news for them. The video is all the evidence an attorney is going to need. You're going to be writing a big fat check anyway. Showing good faith now is going to help more than it could hurt. United's revenue comes to about $36 billion a year, or roughly $100 million US dollars a day. The financial risk of lost sales surely vastly outweighs any potential liability. This is what happens when a leader lets lawyers and weak advisors write this statement. Real leaders remember that lawyers work for them, not the other way around. If it were up to the company lawyers, nobody would ever do anything. Can't handle corporate spin like this in the age of Twitter and Facebook and smartphone videos. While Munoz and his advisors were tinkering with this pabulum on their laptops, the video clips were going everywhere, and there are public relations disaster. How much damage will United suffer? The stock market seems to brush it off, shares down only 2.something%, actually rose 0.91% on Monday. But I'm not so sure. Online videos are far more powerful than the powerful realize. And that wraps up today's Chris update, and stay tuned for update on the 13th.